Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Kathy in Ohio, domestic engineering. And what do you do if you have a problem with something that you bought that was relatively expensive and just doesn't live up to expectations? Implied warranties. What do you do? I think we'll talk about that. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
I am really, really well. And you?
I'm doing well also. Thank you.
Great. So, Kathy, where would you like to start? Or do you want me to just throw out a simple tip?
Yeah. Go ahead, Vince. There's a lot. I know we won't get through it all, but go ahead with your few tips, and then I can tell you a few things that I was thinking about also.
Okay, here's a simple tip. So has to do with cats, and one of the byproducts of having a cat or cats, and that is cat urine and cat litter. So I don't know how much cat litter costs, but we don't buy cat litter. But we have 5 cats. And they all have jobs, and their jobs are to go out into the barn and go throughout the farmhouse. And if they find any mice or things that they don't like, they don't like spiders, they take care of that. But one of the downsides is cat pee, and it really smells. So what do you do about that? Well, you don't have to buy cat litter, per se. You can buy what's called oil dry, O-I-L space D-R-Y, or its equivalent, and they sell it at the big box auto stores. And from time to time, they have it on sale, and it comes in either a 33, 35, or 50-pound bag. It's the same stuff. It's bentonite clay, and it is cat litter, but it doesn't have all the fancy stuff. It doesn't sparkle. It doesn't have the green pellets in it, the chlorophyll. It just is clay. So you can save money if you want by buying that on sale. But then what do you do with cat litter when it is consumed or used up or it smells to the point where you can't stand it anymore in the house? Well, here's what I do. Take it out to the barn, and right at the edge, we have these sliding barn doors, and they're 12 feet wide, 12 feet tall. So they're heavy doors, and you slide them along a track to open the barn doors, and that way you can drive a tall tractor out with a smokestack, an exhaust pipe coming out the top of a tractor or a cab. But the doors can't fit really, really tightly. Otherwise, they'd get stuck in the snow. So it's probably maybe a 1.5 or 2 inch gap at the bottom of this 12-foot long door or 12-foot wide door. And mice can get in there. So what I do is I sprinkle the cat litter on the sides of the door, like the left side and the right side as you look at it. And I sprinkle it on the outside. And when mice the mice know where it's nice and warm. They know where it's dry, and they want to be in the barn. But when they approach that door, the first thing they smell is the cat litter. And they think this is a bad thing, because there must be cats in there. So they don't come in the barn. That's one thing you can do with cat litter. If you've got a driveway that has little potholes, you can fill it with cat litter. And eventually the sun will volatilize the urine smell, and it won't smell like cat litter, used cat litter anymore. So those are my thoughts about cat litter. Kathy, any comments?
Well, it's a good use of something that most of the people would throw away. And I know what you're saying with the mice. We've had mice get in and get under vehicle, the hoods where they get into the insulation and they rip it all up and make a nest in there. So we try to keep them out too.
Mm-hmm. So storing vehicles in the barn, there are a couple things that we do. One is we open the hood of every vehicle in the barn, everyone. Because the mice do exactly what you said. They like it warm, and they know that the insulation is close. It's only in the hood, and they can rip it off, and they can pile into a nice nest on the intake manifold on top of the engine. And they can grab some wires and chew them up and make a nest with the wires and the hoses and small hoses and pipes and plastic and nylon pipes, air lines, pressure lines, vacuum lines. That's what they do. So what we do is we raise the hoods of the vehicles that are in storage in the barn, and we put a bar of soap in the passenger compartment, on the floor, and we put a bar of soap in the trunk, and sometimes we'll put a bar of soap underneath, like the oil pan, on the floor of the barn, and it's concrete floor, and the mice and rodents can't stand the smell, and especially Dial. They really can't stand Dial Gold. They really can't. And neither can I. So that's a great use for an inexpensive bar of soap. And it's not poison. It doesn't kill them. And the problem with, with rat poison and mouse poison is if you use it and then your cat sees a mouse in the throes of death, he may eat it and your cat may die. So we don't want to do that. So that's why the soap just sends them to our neighbor's house or our neighbor's farm or in the woods or down the road or something like that, which is okay with us. We don't want to take their lives. They have a right to live too. It's just that they're so destructive. We'd rather they live someplace else. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, I have a couple quick tips. When I was first married, we lived in the country and we had a well. And so I asked my husband to get me a washing machine with a sud saver. And that's where the water goes into a utility tub and you save it for the next load. Well, that washing machine, it lasted probably close to 30 years. And then the sud saver part broke. And then eventually it couldn't be fixed because something happened with the tub where it all rusted out. So when we moved in the house we're in right now, the way they plumbed it, we brought our washer and dryer, which are old Maytags, and the water goes into the utility tub when it drains out. And so I was thinking about it. We have to treat our water, and, you use what you treat it with, and then plus the salt, plus the use of the water with the well. So I thought about it. And I thought, well, if that water is going into the tub to drain, I could plug the hole in my utility tub once the wash water is drained out, only with the rinse water. Otherwise, you're going to have water all over the floor, which obviously you don't want to do. So once it goes through the wash cycle, then I plug the hole. If I have multiple loads, like if I'm going to do my sheets and towels, and then maybe save like the dirtier jeans or something for last. But the water is relatively clean because it's rinse water. So all I do then is I take I have a certain bucket that I can just put the water back into the washing machine. I just look at it as saving probably 20 gallons a load of water. And I like to conserve. So to me, it saves on the water usage. It saves on the salt and what we use to treat our water with. All have gone up quite a bit now. So that's one of my tips. And my other tip is, I may have said this before, but with the cost of natural gas and propane and even electricity, if I'm going to make, let's say I'm going to make some kind of pasta like spaghetti, I'll bring the water to a boil. I'll put the spaghetti in, stir it a little bit, and then I put the lid on and I stand there and in a minute or two, it'll come back up to a boil. I stir it again. As soon as it comes to a boil, I turn the water off. I turn the burner off, and then I set the timer. Let's say it's supposed to be in there for 11 minutes. So I set the timer for 11 minutes, and when it goes off, I check it. It may need one more minute or so because it's not really boiling, but I've done this for almost my whole married life, and I just look at all the time that sometimes we use that burner and use all that energy. And so I'm really trying to conserve on propane. So I that's how I do my pasta. Then I just rinse it and drain it like you normally would. So those are my two tips.
Excellent, excellent tips. And so do you have a two tub laundry sink? You know, we have, it's divided. You have two or one?
No, I actually, growing up, we had two at our house. We had a metal one. I'm sure it was an antique, but mine is just the one now. It's like a sink with a utility, you know, you have a faucet there and a utility tub, but that's all we have.
Okay. When I was growing up, we had two as well. And my mom used to do the same thing. We had a well, we had a septic tank, and we're connected to the utilities, you know, electric utilities. So she was trying to save electricity, trying to save well water, and reuse the rinse water. So she had one of those white rubber stoppers that goes into the at the bottom of the sink into the drain, and it was on a chain, so you could go find it without getting your hand in the water. And she would reuse that water as well, the rinse water. It's a great idea. I had a question for you about sheets. I don't think they last as long as they used to. I'm finding out that sheets now last maybe one third as long as they used to before they rip. Are you seeing the same thing, or is it just me?
No, absolutely. They're just wearing. The weave is not as strong. I'm sure the cotton is cheaper. You could probably still find people using sheets that they bought 20 years ago or even 30 years ago if they were, you know, not worn used every single day. We rotate our sheets, but they're just not made as well. So if you can find good used sheets, like let's say you go to an estate sale or something, and I would always check too the elastic. If you look at the fitted sheet, if you're going to get something that way, even a new one. I mean, I was at one of the stores and I bought a set of sheets and I got it home and the elastic was so chintzy on it, I knew there was no way that it was going to stay on the mattress, bottom mattress. So I just took it back. But I would check that. And sometimes you can just, I guess I'm kind of a student of fabric because I've sewed a lot and I've used a lot of cotton, but if you look at the density of it, if it looks like really lightweight where you can see through it, I wouldn't go with those. I'd go with maybe a tighter weave. But you're right, Vince. They don't last as long.
Okay, and you're talking about treating your water. I assume you're talking about a water softener. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, are you finding that the salt for the water softener is going up? The last time I bought it, I think we paid somewhere around $4.49 to $4.99 for 40 pounds. Are you seeing that going up as well?
Yes, we did the same thing. We got it when we talked about it with you, and then it went up. I think it's $5-something, $5.49 or $5.99 now.
Yeah, that's a third increase, 33% increase. We'll be right back. Kathy's with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy, I was just thinking about the coffee makers. I went to the kitchen just a minute ago during the break and topped off my coffee mug. And there sits a brand new Black & Decker 12-cup electric coffee maker that our son bought probably about 6 years ago. He bought it, actually bought two of them. He thought, you know what, we probably ought to get a spare and maybe another spare. Well, the one that was there yesterday was 15 years old. It was a Black & Decker as well. It's 12 cup, very simple. You push the button and it starts making coffee. It has a glass carafe. So probably lasted 15 years until yesterday. And it was $14.99 at the Chinese factory outlet. Well, he 6 years ago, he bought two more. And he bought one and he bought another one. And he thought we needed to have a spare, you know, for when the first one failed. Well, the new one was, I think, instead of $14.99, I think it was $19.99. So it was more expensive, 33% more expensive. But still, you know, very inexpensive in today's terms. But the new one, you know, if you look at the box, it looks similar. If you look at it quickly, it looks similar. But the edges are rougher on the plastic where you grab the handle. It's cheaper, it's lighter, it's a little smaller. It's not the same. It's not the same. The quality has been reduced. And even though it costs a little bit more, even though it looks similar, even though it has the same brand name, it's not the same. It's cheaper, meaning less quality. And literally, when you pick this thing up, where your thumb wraps around the handle of the glass carafe, it's rough. It's sharp edges. This is the kind of thing that never would have happened with Black & Decker, you know, back in the 1950s, the 1960s. They'd never have a product like that. Somebody would say, are you out of your mind? We don't want to put our name on this cheesy piece of plastic. It's rough. Our customers will complain about it. But yet, here we are. And I think appliances are getting cheesier, cheaper, thinner, lighter, and more expensive. Any comments, Kathy?
I agree, Vince. We had an old bun coffee maker, and I know my husband got spare parts a couple times, and I think we probably had that 20, maybe 25 years. And we bought a new one, but we had had it in the basement for a while because I don't know why we got it. Maybe there was a sale and we thought, well, we probably ought to get one. And that was down there for 5 or 6 years. And you can tell it's cheaper and things are more, there's more plastic on it. And I think you were smart for buying the same model, Vince, because I think sometimes you can use the parts off of it. You can use the same carafe on it. I was at our thrift store, about a month ago, and there was a bun coffee maker exactly like what I had, but it didn't have the carafe, and it was $4. So I bought it because I still have carafes from the other one. It's not the exact same, but it fits because it's the older style. But those are probably even cheaper. I'm sure the glass is cheaper on the new one than on the old carafe. But, yes, I'm finding the same thing. But I agree with you with getting maybe the same model. Sometimes you can borrow parts from it and make them last longer.
So when I talked to Mrs. Finelli about this, I asked her to save the old one just as it is, you know, clean it, save it, and let's use the old carafe because the old one doesn't have the rough edges and it fits. I don't know what a carafe costs, but I'll bet you a replacement carafe is darn near the price of the entire coffee maker today, you know, an inexpensive coffee maker like the Black & Decker. I don't need the features of the timer. I don't want to put the coffee in it the night before and have it automatically fire up. I don't want an appliance to turn on unsupervised. I don't trust them to operate properly unsupervised. So we have a ceramic tile, just like the one, the type of ceramic tile that I saw in the pictures of, you know, your dogs in your kitchen, that kind of thing. That 13 by 13 ceramic tile for the floor, put rubber feet on them, coffee maker sets on that, so does the toaster, so does the bread maker, because I don't trust them not to
buy. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was briefly hospitalized following a minor car accident on Wednesday evening. Jerry's son says his dad is now at home resting comfortably. After a leaked Supreme Court document was illegally obtained by Politico, the contents was the nation's highest court might be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Roe v. Wade, in its power, has protected a woman's right, her right, to make decisions about her own body for nearly half a century. If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom.
If RVW is struck down, the laws on abortion would then be made at the state level. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Martin Mower, a former Maryland-based cardiologist who helped invent an automatic implantable defibrillator, has died at the age of 89. Mower and Dr. Michael Mirowski began working in 1969 on developing the miniature defibrillator. As Democrats are running all three branches of the government right now, President Biden continues to attack Americans with a different political ideology.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News reminds half the country the Biden administration has been and will continue coming at you for your beliefs.
We've seen with Joe Biden a politicization of the Department of Justice, a politicization of the FBI, and a weaponization of the federal government. This Biden White House has handed control of their agenda over to the radicals, over to the extreme and the socialists. Remember, this is the same president whose Attorney General Merrick Garland sent a letter to the FBI directing the FBI to target parents as domestic terrorists. This is the same president, this is the same Department of Justice that is keeping peaceful protesters from January 6th in prison, is refusing to answer questions about solitary confinement, is devoting their resources not to, to actually going after bad guys, but to trying to target and punish their political opponents. And it is wrong, and it's profoundly dangerous.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about domestic engineering and saving money. Kathy, back in the 1960s, I used to service the vehicles for my family. I changed the oil for my mom and dad, and flushed the antifreeze and drained the antifreeze out. And antifreeze was $1.99 to $2.99 a gallon, and back then. Well, today, antifreeze is, if you get the full-strength antifreeze, it's between $20 and, depending on which kind of antifreeze, maybe up to $30 per gallon. And what you would do is, after about 5 years, you would drain out the antifreeze and fill it with new antifreeze, and $2.99, you'd be done with the job. Well, the rubber hoses lasted a long time. The cooling system parts were simple. The hoses were just either a molded hose or a piece of heater hose that was very inexpensive, 3/4 inch or 5/8 heater hose. Very inexpensive, you know, 25 to 75 cents a foot. And it just worked, and it lasted a really long time. We have had a rash of vehicles in the shop that have had cooling system failures lately. And the problem is always the same thing. The connections, the water outlets, the thermostat outlets, the T fittings are made out of plastic now. And the plastic can't seem to withstand the temperature, the repeated heating and cooling of, you know, the temperature of the coolant or the antifreeze. And they develop these hairline cracks and they start spraying antifreeze all over the engine. And the heater hoses, the cooling system hoses, are not simple anymore. They're not just a hose with an inlet and an outlet. They may be shaped like a Y or a T, and they have molded shapes to them, and they're expensive. And the hoses that used to last darn near the lifetime of the car now last maybe 6-7 years. And when they crack, they spray antifreeze, which is toxic to animals, all over the engine. And what you have to do is they typically overheat the engine. Sometimes they warp the head of the engine and damage the engine permanently. Sometimes you're more lucky and more fortunate, and that doesn't, you know, the engine's not damaged. You just see what looks like steam coming out from under the hood, and you pull over right away and get the car towed in or something like that. But now the problem is not $2.99 for an antifreeze swap. It is a couple hundred dollars because of the labor to replace these really hard-to-reach hoses and the special hoses. And typically what happens is the mechanic will say, yeah, the right side hose cracked, you know, with this plastic fitting in the hose. So why don't we replace the left side too? Because that's sure to crack really soon. So instead of wasting two fills of antifreeze and two sets of labor, let's just do it all at once. And that really is the right thing to do. But it never needed to be done before these plastic cooling system parts were used. So I'm just putting one more exclamation point on this discussion we've been having for years at USA Prepares, that new vehicles, if you think that they are reliable and dependable, just wait till you have your first cooling system crack. And the end caps of radiators are made out of plastic, and they leak. They used to be made, radiators used to be made out of copper and brass. And if they did leak, it was real easy to fix it. You'd fix it with solder. You didn't throw away the radiator, which is now made of aluminum and a gasket on each end and a plastic cap on each end. So what I'm saying is, things are, machinery is becoming cheesier, less durable, shorter lasting, and more expensive, and more prone to failure. Kathy?
Vince, it's what you've been saying. I know we wanted to talk about the Whirlpool situation, and we wanted to talk about the Delvac oil that you wanted to bring up, the positive use for that. But it's everything. It's the food. It's the quality of everything. It's happening so fast. You can just see the products. If you're observant, you can look at something you bought 5 or 10 years ago, even, and look at the degrading quality of everything new that's coming out. And like you said, Vince, so much is made of plastic right now.
Yeah. Okay. Did you want to talk about Delvac, or do you want to talk about Whirlpool?
Go ahead, Vince. You can talk about Delvac, and then we'll do Whirlpool afterward.
Okay. I called Kathy, and I gave her a heads up because I know her husband is a gearhead like I am. He likes machinery. He likes motors. Although we've never met. I've never met Kathy, and I've never met her husband. But I have talked with him. And I know that he gets lots of questions because of his experience in the automotive industry. And I gave her a heads up about Delvac. And when we buy oil here at the farm, we buy it for our tractors and our trucks. And the diesel engines that that we have will require almost, 3 gallons of oil for an oil change. So if we change the oil on one of our John Deere tractors, it's 11 or 12 quarts. Same thing with our Deutsch tractors and a Cummins turbo diesel 1999 pickup truck, same thing. So we use a lot of diesel engine oil, and diesel engine oil is not the same thing as gasoline engine oil. So you can call it, sometimes I call it motor oil, but motors are electric, engines are gasoline or diesel. So diesel engine oil is what we use in the diesel engines because of a couple things. It has diesel engine oil. Well, let me take it back. Many years ago, when oil was first classified, there were two kinds of classifications. One is S, and the other is C. S stands for spark ignition, and C stands for compression ignition. So diesel engines don't have spark plugs. They detonate the fuel-air mixture because of the high compression ratio of the engine. So when the piston goes up and compresses the air and the diesel oil mixture, it gets so hot, it detonates, bang. And that drives the piston down. And that's what moves your vehicle. With a gasoline engine, they have much lower compression ratios. And in order to detonate the gas and air mixture, there's a spark that goes off. And the spark ignites the fuel-air mixture and drives that explosion drives the piston down and moves the crankshaft. Well, there's two classifications of oil, and one is S and one is C. C for diesel, compression, and S for spark. And they started out with an engine oil classification of SA. They said, and this was maybe in the 1930s. So we'll have certain additives, and we'll say that if you put those additives in your brand of oil, we'll call it, it'll meet the SA classification. Then they improved it to SB, SC, SD, E, F, G, H, and so forth. And now we're up to SN and SN plus. Well, the EPA got on the engine oil manufacturers, and they said that the oil that they were using was polluting the air because of the additives. But I don't believe that would be you and me polluting the air with putting engine oil in our engines. I believe it's because when we recycled, or we thought we were recycling the engine oil, and we brought it to the big box stores and we said, here's our dirty engine oil. And they'd say, sure, we'll be glad to take it. And you pour it into their big container, their oil tank. Never giving a thought to where that oil went. Well, they'd sell it. The big box stores would sell it. And they would sell it as fuel to be used by ocean-going ships. They'd burn it. They would burn it as a fuel. Not as a lubricant, but burn it as a fuel. And so those additives that were in your oil would go up the smokestack to power these ships. That's where the pollution came from. Not you, not me. So the engine oil manufacturers were forced by the EPA, I believe, to take out the additives that really made the engines last longer. So gasoline engines, like the muscle car engines, if you put the latest and greatest gasoline engine oil in your muscle car with a flat tappet camshaft, which almost all of them had, like my 1968 AMX, or if you had a Corvette, or if you had a Cuda, or a Roadrunner, or if you had a GTO of that era, you would destroy the engine very quickly because the additives that were necessary to lubricate those camshafts were removed, or at least partially removed, from gasoline engine oil. So what we have been recommending No, actually, I'm not going to say that. What I've been doing is I've been using diesel engine oil in those older vehicles, the muscle-type cars, the generators, the single-cylinder gasoline-powered generators, the single-cylinder rototiller, the single-cylinder lawnmower, the V-twin riding lawnmowers, the old vintage Cub Cadet from the 1960 lawnmower that we have. I use diesel engine oil in it. And I like Delvac. Mobil makes an oil called Delvac, D-E-L-V-A-C. Delvac 1300 Super is what they call it, 1300 Super. And it has the additives that are necessary to protect a diesel engine. The additives that have been removed from most of the gasoline engine oil. So that's what I use. And when I called Kathy, I told her that we're having trouble getting Delvac. Walmart has it, and Sam's Club has it, but some of the other big box stores, whose names I will not mention, can't get it. They can get their house brand, but they can't get the top shelf Delvac conventional engine oil for diesels. So I recommended that she consider getting some if she's going to use it in her lawn equipment, you know, a riding tractor or push mower or rototiller, you know, that kind of thing. It's in short supply right now. And that means that truckers, over-the-road truckers, are going to have a huge problem if they can't get engine oil to lubricate their engines. Kathy, that was pretty much the story. And if you decide that you can find Delvac mobile products, you can get a rebate. They have a rebate on right now, probably through the end of the month, and it's pretty significant. And we were able to find some Delvac. We got it at Sam's Club. And I think it was around $11 and change per gallon, which is really, really a good price. And then on up to, I think, 4 gallons, you could get a rebate in addition to the Sam's Club price. We'll be right back.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So let me just flesh out this just for a few more seconds. So I'm at the AutoZone website, and they have a page devoted to mobile Delvac. And it says, trust mobile Delvac trademark for over 90 years of proven protection. Mobile Delvac diesel engine oils are specifically formulated to help extend the life of diesel engines in both on and off highway applications. No wonder it's the advanced heavy-duty lubricant millions of drivers rely on to keep their business running strong, end quote. And then it says there's some questions. And one is, can I use Mobil Delvac 1300 Super in a gasoline engine? That's a quote. Can I use? Okay. And then it goes on to say, Mobil Delvac 1300 Super engine oil is universal, meaning it may be used in gasoline engines require the API SN specification, making it a great option for mixed fleet operations, end quote. So for the first time, I have seen the manufacturer say on any website that you can use it in gasoline engines. I've been saying it for many, many years, and I've been using it for many, many years, knowing that it would be perfectly fine. And it's better than fine. It really is a great choice. So that's why I've been talking about it. That's why we use it in our rototiller, our 1960-something Cub Cadet, a little riding, 10-horsepower lawnmower, and our gasoline-powered single-cylinder rototillers, and we use it in diesel engines and trucks, tractors, and even in our gasoline-powered trucks, like, our Chevy and Dodge trucks. Kathy, back to you. Any questions about that long discussion about Delvac / diesel engine oil?
No questions, Vince. I just wanted to say that it's bad enough that the fuel, regular gasoline and diesel, have gone up. Now, if this is short supply, we're just getting hit on all sides. Just it's almost like you just can't win. You try to stock up, you try to save where you can, and it just keeps expanding into almost everything that we're dealing with every day.
Yeah, and you know, that gets into surge protection for your household devices. Plus, you know, the weather's been really violent lately. Overnight here at the farm, we have a rain gauge right outside the kitchen door, between the kitchen door and the garden. And we got 4 inches of rain yesterday. 4 inches. Well, overnight. So yesterday afternoon, noon to early this morning, 4 inches of rain. And it was lightning like crazy. And we have surge protection devices and switches on all of our computerized equipment. So, for example, in the studio, I can hit two switches and everything is physically disconnected. The computers, the microphone mixer, the high-speed digital link to GCN, the headphone amplifier, the monitors and the computers, and the stereo system that I use. And when I go on break, I just mute down the microphone, hit the Technics by Panasonic 40-something-year-old stereo, and I can listen to the commercials and news while I'm outside the studio for a couple minutes getting coffee. All of that is on surge protection, and all of it is connected to physical switches that shut off the equipment. So, for example, if you have a monitor, a computer monitor, you hit the little button on the bottom right-hand corner, and that shuts the monitor screen off. That doesn't really shut it off. It leaves it in kind of a mostly powered-off state. And the same thing with the computers. When you press that button on the front of your computer, that soft membrane-type switch, it's not really off. It's mostly off. So it's still connected to the power system. It's still connected to, if you have wired communications, it's still connected to the telephone network, for example, or the cable network. And if lightning strikes either the power system or the cable system or the telephone system, your equipment can be destroyed. So you really should be thinking about how to disconnect. And it's in the book. Tips in the book. Pictures are in the book on how to do it. But literally have everything connected to a surge protector where there's a switch that actually physically disconnects the electricity. Not sort of. So, for example, your television screen, you have a remote for that, right, to change the channel? The remote for that to turn it on, remote for that to turn it off? Well, that means it's on. If you can press a remote from a distance away, point it at the screen, and have the screen light up, that means the screen was on to receive that signal. That means it's connected to the power grid. That means that if there's lightning striking power lines, it can come into your house and blow up your television screen. Unless you physically disconnect the power and physically disconnect the coaxial cable or the internet cable. That's what you have to do. And that'll help your equipment last a lot longer. A lot longer. And Kathy's got a really great story about Whirlpool. We're going to give them all the credit that they deserve when we come back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.